Hi, I'm Jin K,
Oh yeah,
a
and then
gay.
just put a, you know, like something under a straight gay. Caitlyn Jenner was on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine. What did you think of that cover?
Oh, well, she looks hot. She's
She looks.
actually very beautiful and pretty.
Yeah, I agree. Comparisons were made with Jessica Lange, and when I looked at the side by side, I found her prettier. I mean, Caitlyn prettier than Jessica Lange.
Yeah, I mean, it's true they say that, it's mostly Photoshop and makeup, but to be that pretty in a cover, I think she's pretty beautiful.
So, who do you think is more of a woman? Because I'm kidding. Because
That's a loaded question, huh?
that's the charge that a lot of people are making, or some people, because a lot most people that I've read are very positive about it, about Caitlyn Jenner's coming out, but some people are criticizing the reaction of most people, like the reaction that because Caitlyn Jenner is pretty, then she passes as a woman. Beauty is a criteria, and if you don't meet that criteria, if you're not passable, one of the
You're a
most
joke, huh?
insulting things that you can say about a transgender, whether she's passable or not passable, that's the criteria, like beauty. And the charge also that only few transgender women or men can go through the procedures, the very expensive procedures that Caitlyn Jenner went through.
Well, yeah, in terms of beauty, society's view on beauty, then of course it's rare to find a transgendered woman to look believable, as they say. But even that thing about believability or if you pass as a woman is some sort of discrimination, because people have this idea that first you have to pass as a woman, and then you have to have an operation, have your bits removed, or you have boobs, you have something done to your body. But, activists and I personally believe that it's all about who you identify as or what you identify with. If you identify with a woman, I'm a woman, then that's it.
Because people are stuck with a gender binary that if you're a woman, you should look like this. If you're a man, you should look like this. And if you're a woman, it's so many things. Check out this image of the gingerbread man, gingerbread,
Gingerbread.
genderbread
2.0.
person, to educate yourselves on the many different combinations of all of those aspects. And even those combinations are not just binary.
There's
They're the entire
spectrum.
spectrum, and too much to discuss in one episode of the podcast, but definitely something to celebrate. If it's definitely unfair, I think so, that only few of the transgender women can go through the same thing that Caitlyn Jenner is going through right now. I read that they're one of the poorest demographics.
The most discriminated
And most
against.
discriminated against, in threat of not only violence, but even violence on themselves when they commit suicide because of all of the minority stressors. I learned
Yeah.
that at the
Wow.
yeah,
Such
in a recent
terms.
talk by Eric Manalastas. But anyway, something to celebrate, or rather, another thing to celebrate is the Ireland referendum. So we haven't talked
Yeah.
about it yet, but it merits some discussion now. So are you happy?
Well, yes, happy that, finally you get rights it's the same as everybody else. But thinking about it, it's also a bit of sadness that comes to it. It's bittersweet.
What is bitter about the victory?
Well, for one thing, human rights, you don't have to you shouldn't be up for voting, you don't have to vote for human rights. I mean, what would have happened if the vote was no? Then that's it. Nobody gets say, nobody gets married if you're gay. That's it. I mean, it's bittersweet. It's nice that it's a yes, and I'm happy and very happy, ecstatic.
For Ireland and
Yes,
all of the LGBT individuals, and not only LGBT individuals, their families as well are positively affected by this
this
change.
is very positive because the momentum is building up, and it's one watershed moment after another.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
Yeah. So they're the 20th country, I think, who has the...
I'm not sure about the numbers.
I think they are 20 countries, but in the other countries, it's usually the legislature that decided those things.
Yeah.
I think Ireland is the first one where the populace themselves voted on it, and the results were really...
overwhelming.
Overwhelming. I don't really think it's overwhelming. Maybe it's overwhelming in the sense that it's Ireland.
Yes.
It's a Catholic country. 62.1%, I think, were the votes for the yes vote.
Yeah, it's 2-1, I think, no?
The strongest voice on the no vote is, of course, the Catholic Church.
Yeah, no surprises there.
The highest Vatican official, next to Pope Francis, of course, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, had some choice words to say. What did he say?
Oh, that's that marriage vote in Ireland was a defeat for humanity.
A defeat for humanity.
Yeah.
And so far, last time I checked, the spokesperson of the Vatican, Lombardi, hasn't taken back what the Secretary of State said. If the Vatican was really opposed to what he said, they could easily just correct whatever any of their officials say. But no, they're sticking to this. But of course, Pope Francis, the who am I to judge Pope, maybe wants to maintain that very ambiguous position of is he a bigot or is he not a bigot?
Yeah,
is he anti-gay or is he not so anti-gay?
Talking about that earlier, I was asking you if it was an official statement. You said that it's ambiguous.
Yeah.
It's like there's room for backpedaling or...
Yeah. It's not an official Vatican statement. It's not an ex cathedra pronouncement by Pope Francis. But it's made by a very high official of the Vatican. And he didn't make it clear that it was his own personal opinion and not the opinion held by his organization. Of course, we all know the opinion of the Catholic organization. It's that gay marriage or LGBT marriage equality is a grave sin. It's disordered, it's a step back, it's a defeat for humanity.
It's an abomination, it's an aberration of God's grace.
They're going to meet about so many things, but one of the main things that we're going to meet about is this. The referendum in Ireland surprised a lot of people in the Vatican. So they're going to decide now whether they should maybe, I think the words were, look for what's good in these relationships and maybe focus more on that, or on the other hand, become better at evangelizing people to the message that marriage equality is a grave sin.
I mean, it's understandably shocking for the Vatican because Ireland has been historically the stronghold of Catholics since forever.
Hmm.
They had wars over religion in the past. And I think 80% or 85% of the Irish are professed Catholics.
Yeah.
And even though that's a fact that they are mostly Catholic, lots of them are somehow progressives now.
Yeah, yeah. And the progressive vising, you know, the progressing issue in Ireland was child abuse.
Yeah.
When the child abuse scandals erupted, tens of thousands of Catholics left the churches, left Catholicism, and maybe are just Catholics in name now.
Yeah, they're not professing anymore.
Yeah, and now they have marriage equality. They've had RH, and an RH that includes abortion even.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, you wouldn't call them a Catholic country anymore. They're the maybe nominally Catholic country.
In culture, I think.
In the eyes of the Vatican, of course, they're disobedient Catholics. They're progressive Catholics.
They were saying that, you know, they're Catholics via culture. It's just their culture.
Yes.
It's part of their identity, but I think they say that they don't really take it seriously now.
And do you think, by the way, you already mentioned that the referendum, you don't like that people had to vote on human rights?
Yes.
You know, because,
yeah.
Like, what if they lost? What if the vote came to be no? What do you think of referendums in general? Like, are they better for democracy, or is it better to just stick with a representative way of having your legislators vote in your place?
If your voting populace is ignorant,
yeah,
then you get ignorant laws. You get discrimination. It's like what would happen now?
If in the Philippines...
If it were put to vote, what if should gay people get the right to marry? We might lose. I mean, we will lose,
well,
as far as I know.
Well, the vote would be no, right? But it's just the status quo. Like, we wouldn't have lost anything. But maybe, of course, it's a loss in the sense that you affirm the status quo. And it maybe will be harder for us to fight for marriage equality. So you think that if in the Philippines, marriage equality was one of the things that we wanted to push for, the legislative traditional way would be more of a possibility than the referendum?
I think education would be the best thing for Filipinos.
Yeah.
And it starts with, television shows, entertainment shows.
Shows like...
Bulaga.
I wasn't thinking about it, Bulaga. I was thinking more along the lines of My Husband's Lover. That, you know, they had a lot of LGBT education in that show. And it wasn't really rammed down people's throats. It was in the context of the story.
Yeah.
Maybe more shows like that, shows that educate people.
People liked it.
Got people talking and maybe acceptance of LGBT individuals and ideas increased.
I think some opposition to that show was it was normalizing homosexuality. Well, it should be normalized. It should be...
Mainstream.
It should be mainstream.
Because it is. Like, a lot of people are homosexuals and out of the closet, and it's really just bigotry of a select few. They're projecting that bigotry onto everyone else. And maybe, I disagree, maybe, you know, if we had a referendum here and looking at the climate, not only of the Philippines or not even our neighbors, of course, but the entire world, seeing the trend that's happening of a very progressive movement, I think there is a chance that it will be close. If not, of course, we could lose. But I think the possibility is there that we could win. And we have a smaller chance of winning it through legislation because our representatives are too afraid of the Catholic Church and not respectful enough of the progressive Catholics, of which there are many in the Philippines.
Was it hardwired in our constitution? So would it require
a constitutional
amendment?
Change? I don't think so.
It's just in the family code, no?
Yeah, it's in the family code, so that's easier to change than the constitution is. So, you know, I'm very hopeful. I hope that the Philippines at least knows about what happened in Ireland.
Yeah, I mean,
and asks for it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode or for watching this episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. We will talk about this and other topics at the meetup, which is happening on Sunday. We're talking about the Game of Thrones rape in fiction. It's going to be very interesting. A lot of people have shown interest in it. It's going to be at Uno Moroto from 3 to 6 p.m. Details on that on our Facebook page, on our website. See you there, and see you next week.